Locker room chats here on KNCA, getting you set for week 7 of high school football. I'm Brandon Tabman. Derek Richardson is joining us, head coach of Horton. It is brought to you by Union State Bank. Well, coach, normally we kick this off with, you know, talking about the game last week. Obviously, some things happened. You guys weren't able to play your game at Centralia, but you're getting some guys healthy. You're getting some players back this week, and you guys are going to be at home against Moorhill Mounts Academy. We'll talk about that in a bit. But just how nice is it to get the guys back on the field, those ones that were maybe banged up a little bit, and getting back on the field here this Friday night?
Yeah, no, it feels good, and I feel bad for Centralia having to do that to them. But we just unfortunately didn't have enough kids for last week's game, and so a handful of them has been icing up all their ankles and shoulders and stuff like that all week, so they should be good to go this Friday with what we've been having, roughly.
Right. So, what does it say about your kids? I mean, the numbers have been down. You've got guys banged up or a little dinged up all year long. You know, they want to get back out there, and they seem like the motivation is there despite maybe some struggles throughout the year.
Yeah. No, our boys are definitely motivated. I mean, I know we don't have a whole lot, but, I mean, we haven't had anybody quit this year. So, I mean, everybody's still coming every single day and putting in the work, especially those younger guys. I mean, they're hoping it pays dividends in the future. So
the districts are changed for 26 and 27. That was the big news, you know, coming out this week. And we've had some local teams shuffled around a little bit, some even changing classifications. But I guess just a quick thought, Horton in district number 4 in the 2A classification for 26 and 27, Pleasant Ridge, familiar opponent, and then Riverside, Royal Valley, and Sabetha. So just a quick thought on the new district for the next couple of years.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. Even as a player, I never played Royal Valley, so that'll be new for me and for the kids. And then also P Ridge. I know it's been a handful of years since Horton's played P Ridge, but yeah, I mean, back in history, we've played them quite a bit, and we know Sabetha and we know Riverside, so I'm excited. I think it's going to be a good district, but we'll see what happens in the next couple of years.
We're talking with Derek Richardson, Horton Charger football coach. They get Moorhill Mounts Academy this week. We will talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes with Derek Richardson, the Horton Chargers football coach. Our Week 7 locker room chat brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers back to it this week at home against Moorhill Mounts Academy. Coach, what stands out about this Ravens team you're going to see this week?
Yeah, they got a couple big guys and a pretty fast running back. I think his first name's Omari. They like to get him the ball and kind of right on his shoulders. And then number 7, I'm not sure of his name, but those two kind of seem like their key guys. It was kind of weird to actually go and watch them last Friday. I wish it was under different circumstances, but I was able to go watch them, D-West, our next two opponents. So that was nice to see some eyes on them before we play them on Friday night.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how that worked out. Your last two games, the one week you guys aren't able to play, just so happened the two teams you're playing the following 2 weeks are the two that are matching up on the night you can't play. So in terms of that, I mean, from a coaching perspective, that had to feel pretty nice, getting a nice glimpse at the two teams you're going to see here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. And, I mean, we have probably 4 or 5 games on Moorhill. We've had a lot of common opponents, so we've seen a lot of them on film, but it was nice to see it with my own eyes before we take them on this Friday.
Same
goes for D-West for next week.
Yeah, and you mentioned for Moorhill, they got a good running back, and they certainly got a couple big guys up front. Do you see any similarities with maybe some things that they do with a team that you may have already seen so far?
Yeah, I mean, they like to spread the ball around. I mean, spread it out. But, I mean, somewhat of, I guess, what Riverside is, but to a different degree.
Right.
But maybe similar to Jackson Heights, at least from when we played Valley Falls and JCN, I don't see that comparison with them, but so maybe more Jackson Heights, Riverside type of offense, to whatever different degrees.
Do you feel like the little bit of time off, you know, not playing last week, do you feel that as more of a positive? Do you see it as a negative in terms of maybe a little bit of a rust factor? How do you just kind of determine how you feel in general about that scenario?
Definitely a positive as far as rest and getting some guys healed up and hopefully getting some better morale that they had a break and we're back to work this week. And I guess really the only negative is just that we didn't have enough boys to play. And I mean, you only have a certain amount of football games in your life and it kind of stinks to having to cancel one due to not having enough players, but it is what it is, and that's the cards we were dealt.
Finally, Coach, just give us keys, expectations. What do you want to see from your team on Friday night when you host Morehill Mounts Academy?
I want to see them come out with some fire. With, like we said, a whole thing that we didn't play last week, so I want to see them come out from the start and not shoot ourselves in the foot. When we played Riverside, we kind of did that at the get-go, so I want to focus in on ourselves and do that, and no turnovers, that type of thing, and hopefully contain Omari and anybody else from Morehill.
There it is. Horton football coach Derek Richardson joining us. They're back at it at home this week, taking on Morehill Mounts Academy. Good to see the Chargers back out there here in week number 7. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Thanks again.
Yep. Thanks, Brandon.